We'll go back and see David for a second. We're going to finish up this message here. And I'm going to ask my lion to come back up here. My lion. Roar! There you go. Boy, just great to be hated by everything. Everything you do, yet behind there, yeah.
It's tough being in the ministry,
you know? It's tough being, yes. Don't fall asleep back here, okay? That we're looking at here, and then I want to close it with, is David and Goliath. Yep. We realize that David killed Goliath. Is anyone here not familiar with David and Goliath? David was anointed to be king. He wasn't king yet. He was a shepherd. His brother was warriors. And Goliath was a great big guy. If you guys remember a few weeks ago, we had Jack up here. He was a big guy, taller than everyone else. And he was threatening God's people. Threatening, come on. Remember I said they're making fun of each other's mama and stuff like that, how they do then? And all the warriors got dressed up for battle, right? But instead of going out fighting the enemy who wants to destroy their family, they just sat there and taunted them and went back. They went back behind the, not behind the curtain, but off of the war spot. And finally David came. And David came and told the king, listen, I'll go fight this giant. I'll destroy him. He said, you know, I fought a lion and I fought a bear. I killed him. So I know that God is with me. See, when he killed the sheep, this is what we went with one time. We imagine the sheep, and I want to borrow Cindy hair for the sheep. Cindy, would you mind today? But David knew. He knew that God's hand was upon him. He knew he was doing the work he called him to do. Now, as a shepherd, now in the lifestyle of everything, a shepherd is a pretty low job. You're the one taking care of the sheep. You're the one out there cleaning up the doo-doo and all this kind of stuff, okay? One of the lowest jobs there is. But when I was going with my notes this morning, God said to tell you mama something. So you mamas, you stay-at-home mamas, and you think you're no good, that you got the lowest job there is. You got the most important job there is. Because he said, look at the shepherd. Consider the lowest job there is. No respect. But you know, without that shepherd, the sheep would be gone. There'd be no reason to have shears in the family, or meat processors, you know, or buyers. Without the shepherd tending that sheep, boom. And the same way your mamas, okay? If you weren't raising the children, taking care of the children, there'd be no reason to go out work and bring in money to feed kids. But all these jobs would be gone. That's how important your job is. I know some people get down on themselves saying, well, I'm nobody. I just stay at home. Man, I'm telling you, well, don't ever say that. You're taking care of your children. Some of you are staying at home and also going to work, both. So I'm telling you, it's quite a job you're doing in there. But don't get down on yourself. God sees what you're doing. He sees what you're doing. It's very important. It's a very important. Same as David's job with a shepherd. But now here he is. He finds himself with Saul, the king, asking the king, listen, I'll go down there and destroy Goliath. Because I know that I destroyed the sheep and the lion who came after. Or I killed the lion and the bear who came after the sheep. But we'll talk one more minute about the sheep. Oh, forgot my sheep. Wake up, Joe. There. Okay. Now, as a shepherd, I watch the sheep. I say, listen, you say, behave yourself. Stay out here while I keep an eye on you. Okay. Don't fall into any tricks. You know, you got to stay away from lions and bears. They will destroy you. That's what the shepherd does. Keep them away. They tell them, okay? Well, as the sheep's out looking around, but what the bear wants to do is destroy you. The lion wants to come and eat you up. That's the whole job, okay? He won't come out here in the middle of us right now because he knows we will thump him. Amen? We have chairs over his head. I'm telling you what, some of you lady at high heels, you'd be kicking this bear. And destroy. Should I call him out now, better not now? So he knows he has to get you by yourself. If he wants to destroy you, he needs to get you by yourself. Turn around there. What is that little thing up there bouncing around?
Lion's paw.
Okay. Now, when you look at it, you're kind of curious. What is that thing? Okay. You think, well, I'm going back over and take a look at it. Okay. But listen, I'm telling you, don't go back here. You go back here, that thing's going to destroy you. You understand that? It will kill you up. It will chew you up and spit you out. But look at it. Keep looking at it. Look how harmless it looks. I mean, how can that hurt anything, you know? But listen, I want you to stay away from it. I don't care if even try to offer you anything, okay? You got to stay away from it. Because his one job is to kill you, destroy you. He don't want to be your friend. Not your friend at all. Do you, lion? Huh?
No.
No, okay. Offer her money, Elliot. Yeah, so even, you know, you say, okay, stay away from that. You know, don't go behind the curtain.
Come
okay?
Here.
I'll give you a candy bar.
Oh,
no. But listen, don't go behind the curtain.
No, don't.
Because it's only designed to kill you, okay? And I put that in your mind, I put that in your mind, I put that in your mind, okay? And then I'm down here watching the rest of the sheep, okay? You're close by, but you kind of wander away from us right now. Now you're there by yourself, and you start looking at that that little thing there, okay? And you start thinking, well, okay, how my shepherd, how crazy is my shepherd? What can that thing hurt? What can that thing hurt? You know, you think, oh my.
He's got candy.
He's got candy. Now, with something that wants to store, you have candy, okay? And what I'm getting at here now, watch me, walk around a little closer to him now a second, okay?
I'll give you
$5. If he goes for 10, take it. I'll split it with you, okay? But look right now, that the enemy is trying right now. Something cute, okay? Now he's trying money. He's trying to entice you, okay?
$20.
That's $20. Okay? His main job that he wants to do is destroy you. But I'm telling you, don't go behind there, okay? Now, I've been behind the curtain. I've been there, I've seen it, okay? You don't want to mess with it.
Yes, you
don't. You don't want to mess with it, okay? Now, one thing I want to bring out here right now, you see how I keep giving her instructions? But when I give her instruction, what happens? The enemy comes back and says, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Okay? All he wants to do is destroy you.
No,
I don't.
Now, I love you.
Cindy knows me well enough now that when I speak to her, on what I really, really believe, okay? Cindy, do you trust me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you trust me, okay? Why do you trust me?
The Lord has just told me that you're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. I see the strength and I see the spirit in you.
Okay.
I already told you.
So what I say has been validated in your life, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never told you anything misleading, at least not on purpose. I always told you the truth. You always have faith in what I say I do. Okay.
Especially my husband.
Just, does, okay. Okay. Now, I want you to come here. I really want you to come this time. I want you to come behind the curtain a second, okay?
I'm scared.
No, that's okay. Right behind the curtain. Here, look around the curtain. Okay? Now, she has been enticed to go, finally been talked into going behind that curtain. I told her, stay away. But she went behind the curtain. Okay, now what the lie, what are you here for? You're here for one reason. To kill the sheep. So grab a hold of the sheep. Grab a hold of her.
Oh, you.
Yeah. Come on. He's going to grab you. Okay? Now, he's got you. Great. Grab hold of her. Okay? Now, of all the warnings I gave her, I told her. She fell. He gave in. And said, here I come around. And I grabbed him. No! Get behind him. Get out of here. Lion! Woof! Ah, boom!
Oh,
wow. Okay. I just killed him. Amen. Now. Amen. You're awesome. I just killed the lion. Man, I've told you. I know you got in tights, you went back there anyway. What's behind that curtain?
A lion.
What's it going to do to you?
Kill me.
It's going to kill you? Okay. What will it do to Debbie?
Same thing.
Wants to do the same thing, don't you? But how about, he don't want to kill Kenny Fisher, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny Fisher. Kenny Weekly, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to destroy him also, every one of them. Okay. Now, do you think the lion wants to destroy these?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if, excuse the bunny, where's that little tail at there? Okay.
Everybody.
So here's, look how cute the bunny is. The bunny is not the same as the sheep, is it?
No.
Okay, and this might be a bear, maybe, okay? But here comes a sheep. Or here comes a bunny.
not the sheep, he's fatter.
But he sees that tail. He's starting to be enticed. What are you going to do? What are you going to do now?
I'm going to tell that bunny, don't go back.
Wait, we're going to do what?
I'm going to try to help that bunny out.
Why should I go back here?
Because he'll destroy you.
Are you sure?
You need to listen.
How do you know that?
Because I already went back there. He tried and I ran away.
Well, you got rescued from it?
Yeah.
Well, why don't I go back? He won't do the same to me. Why would you care about me? You're a sheep and I'm a rabbit.
I just care about you, and that's why I'm here, is to help you out and help try to guide you with what the Lord wants you to do.
But I think you're a freak. I think what you're saying is you're jealous.
Pray for you.
I think you're jealous. You know, I go back there and I'll become rich. And in fact, I'll control the lion. And I'll start my own business. And I'll control it. He won't destroy me. He won't destroy me.
Oh, yes, he will.
What?
I will.
Are you sure?
Yes, he will.
Are you lying to me?
No, I'm not lying to you.
Well, I see the marks on your arms there that, wow, the lion did try to eat you, didn't he?
He did.
And you got away from him. You got delivered from him?
Yes, I did.
And now you're trying to tell me the same thing. Well, thank you. I think I'll go with you.
Thank you.
Stay right there. Okay, Mr. Lion, you're dead. Come on around here. I know we don't pay it. Next month you'll be a goat, okay? Thank you, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I know we don't spend a lot on props here, but the whole thing is this, and we have to have it in our mind, is that when we've been rescued, when we've seen the light, when we are born again, we know that what we were into was there for one reason, to kill us, amen? Yes. Kill, steal, and destroy, and we are rescued from that. What we want to do, share that with other people. Tell other people, and not to be backwards, not to be bashful. I mean, look at this little fellow here. I mean, it was going to go back here, it was going to be destroyed. It saw the same thing. You saw how nice and the soft voice was, the little fuzzy tail, candy, all kind of stuff that might entice a person to go around the barrier and walk right into the arms of the evil one. And we have to learn to trust. We have to learn to trust that Cindy trusts me as a pastor, okay? But also she trusts the Word of God. And the most important thing is trust the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
That word is given to us to protect us. Okay. Now this little rabbit, it could have kept going. It could have, Cindy eventually went around there and she got bit. Okay? But she got rescued. You know, if the shepherd wasn't there, she'd been chewed up, gone with. Completely done. But she wasn't ashamed to share that with this rabbit. Even though it wasn't, they're not the same. A sheep and a rabbit is not the same. You know, so maybe that would be, well, this person might be a different color, a different background, a different status. You know, it didn't make any difference to Cindy because she knows that thing only comes to one reason, to kill and destroy. And she wasn't going to let that be on her conscience. She tried, now this rabbit, it could have went around there and got chewed up. Maybe the last time when Cindy said, no, don't, it will destroy you. Something in Cindy's voice, something in the way she presented it. Boom. If Cindy hasn't did it one more time, it could have been fatality for this little rabbit here. And that could be the same way in our own lives today. You know, we've been praying for people and witnessing to people, and they kind of, nah, you're nuts. You're a freak, you know. But don't give up. You know, remember I said a few weeks ago, we're already dead. As a born-again Christian, we actually died to ourselves when we got saved. Now we live for Christ. So there's nothing the world can do to us. Insult you? They're not insulting you. You're insulting Christ. The Pharisees did that, but Christ continued in his calling, and we're rescued. So we need to have the same thing in our hearts today. That yes, there will be people out there that might make fun of you for a while, but don't give up. Right. Don't give up on that. Right now, you don't know. You're just out there. You're walking around. Yeah, you're behind the curtain. Boom. We all know everything about this lion, don't we? Uh-huh. Ferocious. We know they come for one reason. To kill, steal, and destroy. Where's Aaron Bacon at right now?
Back there with Nate.
Aaron Bacon's dead. Aaron Bacon walked back here, went behind the curtain, thinking he's doing the right thing. Now he's dead. Why is he dead? Why is he chewed up? Yeah. But you know what Aaron Bacon just did? How many people heard me say, Aaron, come down here and just go right behind the curtain? Okay, how many people heard me say that? Raise your hand. Okay. I'll ask you this. How many of you here are born again Christian? How many of you tried to stop Aaron?
No.
Think about that. How many of us tried to stop Aaron? Well, I didn't. I want to tell you something. The only thing God told me was to call Aaron behind the curtain. I had no idea what the result was, so I got down there and God said, okay, Starkey. How many people tried to stop Aaron? And what God just spoke to me now, you know why they didn't? Because you're the pastor. And the pastor's supposed to stop him. And that's a lie straight from Satan himself. You know that, in a way? I mean, listen, nobody's being chastised, but in reality, and I called him down here, but everyone's thinking, okay, well, if you don't want him behind the curtain, the pastor will stop him. But it wasn't my job to stop him. You know, it is when I see it. But every one of them has that. How many people are walking past us every day in our lives and they're going behind the curtain and no one's trying to stop them? Think of that, you know. They don't know. I mean, this is what they do, you know. You know, they've been, for years, they've been enticed more and more to the curtain. They've been, whatever it might be, it could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be sex, it could be wrong religion, whatever it is, they're walking that curtain, you know. And they're walking past us every day. And I know what people will say to us at times, is, don't judge me, Debbie. Don't judge me. I'll throw that out the window. Well, the Bible says don't judge. The Bible says don't judge, don't condemn. Okay? You're not judging people. You're taking what was known to you. Hey, listen. I've been there. Anybody ever been in sin before?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay? You ever see anybody do the same thing that you did? Amen. Amen. Now, will they get the same results? Sin is sin, right? Amen. And so, out of love, what Cindy was doing, out kindness and love she was trying to share to this little rabbit. Don't go back. I've been there. You know? But as the rabbit still continued on, after warning and warning, she got a little more aggressive. Finally, grab it, you ate up. Yeah, but finally, the little rabbit was convinced it must be something here. You know? Cindy didn't quit talking to the rabbit. The rabbit was in her path. Maybe tomorrow at work, anyway. She sees the same rabbit. Hey, listen, don't go. Come on. Hey, come to church with me Sunday. Let's go to the Bible study. Or let's do this. Whatever it might be. Something to try to get him deterred from getting closer to that curtain. You know, and that's what we need to do when people come into our lives like this, is invite them. Invite them more to associate with things that are not going to chew them up. Amen? And Jesus come to give us life and give us more abundantly. But Daryl... Or I mean, not Daryl. Aaron. Oh, he's still breathing. Aaron, come out. Come out, Aaron. Woo! Ah, ha, ha, ha. The lion was back here sharpening his claws up, getting ready to eat him. So we still rescued him. Even though he went behind the curtain, he wasn't completely chewed up yet. And God's saying today, even though they might be behind the curtain, they're not dead yet. Okay? Don't write them off. Don't say, man, they're no good. There's no hope for them. There is no hope for them because, man, they're into this and that and the other. And they listen to that Satan music and they all... I'm telling you what, they're not dead yet. They're dying, but they're not dead yet. If we need to go behind the curtain, we need to go behind the curtain and rescue them through Jesus Christ. Mr. Lion, come on out. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
They're really going to hate you around here, boy. You kill people. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians here for a second. I just want to share one verse today, and I'll jump back over here to David. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I'm going to share something. Again, we're going back to trusting and believing, having faith. Okay? Not having to go to the same place someone else been there when they say that place will destroy you, you know, it'll kill you. Okay? Having trust. Now, what we did this past weekend, we spent 24 hours of prayer and fasting, interceding for what has got you or your family taken captive. Remember last week when who was it that was held captive last week? I lost it. Up here, you guys up here. Joey, how did you capture last week? Remember you held captive? You were killed? You had guards on both sides of it. Peter, remember how that was? But the church interceded for you and they kept praying and kept praying and kept praying. And finally you got released. Okay, that's what we got to lay upon our heart this week. Continue to pray for those who are in captivity with cancer, whatever the sick disease might be, to pray. And we came together and we interceded for one another and we prayed. And God gave me this illustration this morning to share with you on this. This is true. Spiritual battle is true. Amen?
Amen.
But God wanted me to show you this illustration for a minute. Anybody ever mow grass? They ever mow grass over top of a bee's nest? They got kind of upset, didn't they? Okay? See, you can mow grass, be out there in your ride mower or push mower, and I go right beside a bee's nest. And they won't bother me a lot of times. They won't bother me a bit. I've got my territory. They've got their territory. We have this agreement, unspoken agreement. But when I take the next strife, or next swipe, I go top that hole, what happens? They raise up, don't they? They raise up, and they're trying to get me away from them. Now, I've got two choices. I've got two choices. I can either run and give up, or I can come back. I already got them riled up. That's my property anyway. I can come back and destroy them. Amen?
Amen.
I want you to understand that for a long time, the church, not our church, but the church in general, we're part of the church. The church has been sitting beside, come here, I'm sorry, Daryl. The church has been standing beside, you're going to be the church, okay, I'll be the evil one. The church here has been standing beside Satan. Okay? It kind of reminds me of that cartoon, that Foghorn. When they come to work, hey, Joe, see you tomorrow, George. Yeah, okay. Hey, how you doing? Doing all right? Man, you're looking pretty spiffy there. You know, he's the church. I'm Satan, okay? You going to church today? Oh, man, I'm glad you are, boy. You going down there on Main Street? We got a lot of nice people down there, don't they? Yeah, yeah. Hey, you guys always have donuts and stuff afterwards. Oh, my. You guys feed a lot of people down there. Oh, my. You're doing good work. And you need to feed people. That's good of you, okay? Getting along pretty good, aren't we? I don't mind. I mean, he's not hurting me any. He's coming to church, sitting down and getting up and eating, and you're going back home, aren't you? Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I don't care. Now, I got my side. He's got his side. Now, Daryl, I want you to step over in front of me for a second. I scared you, didn't I? I'm sorry. I don't give you a heart attack. But I scared you. You came on my territory. You said, wait a second. Daryl's confused. Wait a second, man. I've been standing beside him all this time. Never once. I thought we were friends. But when you step... Yeah, I won't scream this time. But when he steps over, now he's in my territory. Okay, step back. Now, here I am. I step over his territory. Okay? A little farther. Look. You're the church, and I'm Satan. And in the past, we have been to the point that, well, God will get you. God will get you, Satan, huh? Yep. Oh! Man, we're going to pray about this. The church allowed Satan to come into the church. The church allowed Satan to come into the church. How did he do that, preacher? Well, bringing in false idols, covenants, bringing in things that God said not to do. Oh, I'm picking on you, Carol. Boy, you might be a liar, Carol, but you know you're fun to have around. I get around Carol all the time. All she wants to do is talk about other people all the time. But boy, she makes good iced tea, you know. Oh, I get around Carol all the time, and you know, all she wants to do is get me to go out with her. I'm married, you know. Now, she don't want to do this. I'm just making things, the church in general, that we got to the place in the church that we tolerate any type of sin operating in the body of Christ. Okay? In the body, we allow this to operate. And we can't do that. Okay? We've all sinned, right? Amen? The Bible said we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know, there's 10 commandments. I probably broke 11, probably.
Oh, come on. If you break one,
you break one, you break them all. Understand that? Okay? The only way, well, the way I got my head on straight was I came to church and I heard the Word of God. I repented. Amen? Okay, so in the church we have both. We have those who are born again, living a lifestyle according to God's Word. Then we have those that haven't quite decided yet. Isn't that awesome? Some of you here today, you haven't quite committed your life to Christ yet, but you still listen to this crazy preacher man. Okay, awesome. Keep listening. Keep listening to the Word of God. Because wherever you're at today, I've been there. Okay, I've had the balloon. I had the ticket for hell in my hand. Headed there. Don't care what your sin is. Sin is sin. But when I realized that God loved me, that Christ died for me, He took my sin debt, He paid the debt for my sin. I wasn't going to go to hell as I received Him. He came into my life, boom. My whole focus now is to allow Christ to control my life. More and more. Am I perfect yet?
No.
I figured my mom-in-law really yelled at me. No, he's not perfect yet. But I'm in the process of letting Him refine me. And when He brings sin to my attention in my life, man, get rid of it. Amen?
Amen?
So as that enters the church, we need to pray against it. And we have to, you know, at times we have to address that, you know. If you tell me you're a born-again Christian there, Kevin, and you've got a brothel, you got a pole dancing business, and what else? It will really make you bad, okay? That can't happen, okay? If you profess to be a Christian and you're doing all that stuff there, okay, buddy. Out. Okay? Because that cannot be in the church, in the body of Christ. Now, if you have all that, but you come to church today anyway, welcome. Hear the Word of God, let the Word of God move upon you, and He'll show you, man, this stuff isn't of Him. And you'll get rid of it. Okay? But professing Christian, follower of Jesus Christ, we cannot allow sin to stay in our life. Okay? And so, when we see it, the church here needs to address it. But look at Satan. The minute the church stepped in his territory, what happened? Yeah, it wasn't Satan going to the church, coming to his territory. Rawr, right? Okay. So yet we step back here again. No, yeah. Now, I roar. Now, Daryl's got two choices. You run back to the church, or you battle Satan. Which one you want to do? There's no answer. What I'm trying to show this to you is what you've done over this weekend.
Get behind me, Satan.
What you've done this past weekend is that you stepped from the church into Satan's playground. Understand that. Satan was fine as we just gather, you know, the church, not us, the church just gather and go through motions. But when we took the battle to him, he's roaring right now. Now, I'm just cautioning right now that we entered in, we prayed against sickness and disease on a family. We prayed for reconciliation. We prayed against the lying spirits and the addictive. We stepped in his territory, and he'll be like a beehive. It was okay until you stepped over in his territory. Then when we started praying, and he's buzzing right now. And as a church, we got two choices. We can run and hide and give him back his territory and stand firm and continue to pray. And continue to pray against whatever we've been praying against. And we'll destroy him. Understand that, guys? You know, you'll say, this week could be, oh man, I tell you what, I went a weekend of fasting and prayer as the preacher said, and look at this. My gosh, my car broke down, my dog ran away. You know, I lost my job. What, man, what's going on? You just stand where you're at. You continue to pray. We're taking the battle to the enemy. You know, on Thursday night we're talking about the armor of God, putting the armor on as we go in the battle and stuff. This is a spiritual warfare that we have. And we cannot allow Satan anymore to just give him, okay, well, that's all right. I don't really care for that person much anyway, huh? Is it really worth us praying for their salvation? You know, I mean, come on, really, Daryl. I mean, Friday night we'll get together and we'll have a pizza party and stuff like that, you know. It'll be, somebody else can worry about him. I'm telling you, when God lays somebody on your heart, he's calling you to warfare, to pray for, through prayer and fasting. And that's what we have done. We have raised up our head against the spirit of cancer on people, okay? And when people hear the word cancer, it's just like that lion roaring. All right, right away, they're scared. Hey, I'm not blaming anyone. Been there. But we got to remember who's in charge. Pray and fasting, man, is the power of the church. Power of the church. And then, you have a seat there. In 1 Corinthians, you got to trust God. Chapter 6, verse 9. Now listen. Verse 9 here. You've been here before, but I want to share this morning. Remember, you got to trust God with everything. Amen? And you got to trust that when he says something that we trust and we follow it, we don't have to go behind the curtain and see ourselves. Because we just found out a minute ago, some people go behind the curtain. They don't come back out, right? Okay? So God is telling you this right now, man. He's given us everything as a Christian. He's given everything that we need. Salvation. He gives us power. He's given us authority over the evil one. He said, we lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Okay? The Satan has no control over us unless we give it to him. Well, preacher, how would I give that to Satan? How would I give him control of my life? By following what God calls sin. Listen. In verse 9 it says, or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Unrighteous. Those who are not right standing with God, meaning those who are not born again. Okay? Do not be deceived. Starkey. He's saying, Starkey, man, don't be deceived. He said, man, fornicators. Fornicators? Come on, what are you talking about? Well, fornicators will not enter the kingdom of God. Those who practice shall not enter the kingdom of God. Okay? And that means also enter the presence of God. So remember this, if we are holding on to known sin in our life, that is there for one reason, and do what? To kill, to wipe you out. Okay? He said, don't be deceived, Starkey. I don't care what has happened in Congress. I don't care what they have passed laws. I don't care what your neighbor's doing. But Starkey, fornication is having sex outside of marriage or living together, husband and wife. Okay, that's called fornicator. He said, no fornicators, no idolaters, those who worship idols and stuff like that. Which that could be your job, it could be money. Nor adulterers. Adulterous is, it goes really deep from the top part of it is having sex outside of the marriage, but you know, adultery goes way down. I mean, you can adulter yourself to God even. I mean, it's really, nor effeminate is a man who dresses up like a woman, okay? Cross dressers, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covens, nor the drunkards, nor the revelators, nor the swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God. They will not inherit. That is a sin in God's eyes. And if we practice such things, we won't see the kingdom of God. If we practice such things, we are in Satan's territory. And the wages for that is what? Death, hell for eternity. And this is how much God loves us. That if we practice such things, same time right up front. Time's right up front. If you practice such things, man, you'll be in hell. And God don't want to see nobody burn in hell. You know, this is the Bible of love. You know, when I give my kids instruction growing up, I say, man, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Why? I don't see them get hurt. It's out of love. They might have rejected. Ah, old man, he's just too old anymore to do this kind of stuff. But we realize out of love that God tells us that these things, that we do such things, even though we think is right in our mind, has a great, great penalty for that. He said, nor surrenders shall inherit the kingdom of God. And we have to do is trust God. No, okay. But it's so enticing. Daryl. Boy, she's pretty good looking. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Huh? It's kind of like our brother there taking that tail and he's shaking it over here. Trying to entice us. Okay. Whatever it is enticing either day into sin, man, it's there for one purpose. to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, but I love you. I care for you. Well, all that Satan uses, what does he use to entice us with?
Lust.
Hey, I'll take care of you.
Yep.
You know, come on, honey. Come with me, and we'll just live together, and we'll have a great time. He'll use anything. Oh, you don't have a place to stay? You don't have anything? He'll look at everything, and he'll try to come and entice us to follow him. And God loves us so much that, man, don't do that. You know, his word says that he will provide all needs and rich and glory in Christ Jesus. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you don't have to live in sin. You don't have to live in sin in order to have your needs met. You don't have to go down the street corner, Daryl, and try to earn a buck or two. You don't have to do that. Kevin, you don't have to go rob anybody. Okay? You don't have to. Well, I don't have much choice. You do. And right here is the choice, right here is the kingdom of God. It's Jesus Christ. He wants to instill that in us and listen. It's real. Don't do it. Now help others who are doing it. Amen? Reach out to them. Reach out there and make a difference in their lives. We have to do is learn to trust God 100%. Not to think that, well, it won't happen to me. That might happen to Daryl and Jason, Kevin, and of course Joe. But it won't happen to me. That's a lie of Satan. Well, I got plenty of time yet, Betty. I know. You go to church this morning, I got plenty of time, you know. Do we have plenty of time?
No.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't have plenty of time.
We
got to learn to trust God. Trust Him 100%. Not to give up any territory. You know, there's places in the big cities, New York, and places, there's areas that they actually gave up on. There's places that cops will not go into anymore. Because everyone who lives there, man, is rude. I mean, they're murderers, thieves. They run everybody out. And it's funny because there's a dividing line. A lot of them there. You got their side and our side. And the trouble is, if our side, the righteous or the law-abiding, steps over into their side, there's a war to go on.
Yep.
Right? So we said, just let them stay there. But the trouble is, again, the evil is not ever, ever, ever happy. It seeks... come a little bit more. Push that line back a little bit more. Keeps coming into our territory. And we keep compromising and compromising. How do we compromise? We keep changing the laws. We'll authorize this. Now, oh man, we'll authorize marijuana now, Daryl. Okay? We'll get that in. We'll authorize same-sex marriages now. You know, we're tired of fighting this all the time. We'll authorize abortions now because we're just tired of fighting this now. We give up a little bit, and he's never done.
Right.
Satan will never be done until he has it all around eating each other. And we're starting to do that, cannibalism. He will never stop. And it all starts with one little thing, one little compromise in your life. And this it steps into us. You know, we can go in these cities and claim them back. We can go in with the force that we have, and we annihilate the enemy, take over that city. But you know what? If we did that, and no one went back into the city, that part of the city, within a year or so, right back where it come from. We can remove the evil. But in order to keep it out, we have to maintain justice. Our lives the same way. Christ's blood is here to remove our sins. Amen?
Amen.
It's there to forgive us of our sins. But if we don't put Him back in here, we don't keep Him in our hearts, what happens? Satan starts coming back little by little, coming to your mind a little bit. You start thinking this way. You start acting this way. Put other people around your life. You know, man, I haven't seen this person in years. Mom Griffin, I ain't seen him in years. My, and this happened, showed up at my doorstep. Boy, I used to party with them. I'm telling you what, I used to. That's where you met your daughter, though. Oh, man. Some of the stuff I used to do. Oh, my. It just, well, all these years, man. It must, well, I bet you God sent them to me, that He wants me to hang out with them. And, you know, and commit. So next thing I do, what happens? I hang out with you again, man. Oh, remember the old time, brother? Oh, I don't talk about that, man. But what happens is, we start growing back. We start compromising. I know. Carol, I know his language he uses. Carol, I know it's not right. But honey, he needs a place to stay. You know, he just, and we got that spare room. You know, God gave us a spare room. So, yeah, Honey, I know he's got three girlfriends living with him, okay? But they need a place to stay, too. Okay? And what do we... My mother-in-law moving in, yeah. I'll be looking for a place to stay. I know. But see, what we'll do is we'll start compromising. We'll put God up. Well, God's got to love, right? So he want me let them all move in. If they move in, then I'll witness to them. No. No. Draw the line on your house. Draw the line on yourself.
Right.
Let no unevil thing come into your house, no matter how you have to put that line down, guys. You can't compromise it at all. Cannot compromise it all. Because I showed the other night, must be the thing for this week, guys, you notice. A thief does not care how he gets in your house. You know that? If I'm going to rob you today, I don't care if you open the door up. I come through the front door, Christina, or if I come through the back door. If you leave your little one up, I don't care as long as I can get in. But you know the funny part of it? A lot of times your thief will come in. Come here, Daryl. Come on. You ready? Hey, Daryl. Can I spend the night with you tonight? Oh, come on, Storky. Grab my arm. We bring the thief right into the house ourselves. Right into our house. That's the easiest way for him to get into, that we invite him in. Thank you, brother. So easily. He gets in many ways into our house. And if we believe the word of God, we know what God says is true. He says, don't even associate with one. Now, what he's talking about? Don't even associate one who is a professing Christian who's doing such a thing. He don't say associate with the world. He says, do not associate with a Christian that's doing such a thing. Bam, run from them. Why? Because they're a liar. They're a thief. And did not Jesus tell us, watch out for the wolves in sheep clothing? Mm-hmm. Okay? We can't allow ourselves to be deceived. And we cannot allow sin into our life. I don't care how it gets there. Got to be convinced up here that the only reason it's there is to destroy you. You know, put a block on your door. Lock the windows. Who's coming into your house? You know, and we're transferring over now. Next week we're talking about prayer, spiritual warfare. You're going to see how other things happen, okay? How things are invited. You know, we don't fight flesh and blood, right? It's a powers and principalities. It's a spiritual warfare. And we fight a spiritual warfare through the blood of Christ. And that's what we started this weekend, guys. You know, we do the line, and like many other churches around, do the line, and now it's prayer. In fact, the church has gone back to what the church was called to be, the body of Christ. And we saw Christ pray, we saw him fast, we saw him turn the world upside down. And God's going to do the same thing through his church. Us and the churches who are back to his word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We got to trust that, like David, God had a plan and purpose for his life. Satan tried to interfere with it. He tried to destroy him several times. But God had anointing on David to what? To be king. He overcame the lion. He overcame the bear. He defeated Goliath. And he stepped into his kingship that God had called him to do. God will do the same with us. If we just keep our faith in him, and we continue to allow his word to be that light upon our path. Don't let Joe shake his little furry thing, his tail there. Offer you candy. Don't let Satan offer you anything this week. Make you compromise the word, because he don't care about you. All he wants to do is destroy you. Why? Because he knows the way to get to God is to destroy you. Don't fall for it. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your illustrations that you give us. And I thank you for everyone here today, Lord. They come in to hear your word, and may they be strengthened today. May the Holy Spirit continue to raise up in them, Father. And God asks you to move upon each one's heart this morning, Father. And if they're here today, and Father, they don't have that relationship with Christ, they're realizing through your word that, man, there is a battle going on. And like me, that for many years have been on the wrong side, thinking maybe it is on the right side. Father, it's actually moved upon their hearts today that they would just stand up right now and ask you to come into the life, that come in and forgive them their sins, Father, that just move upon their hearts to stand up and say, Jesus, come into the life, forgive me my sins. And God, may we just help them be anointed through your word, God, to be strengthened and have a life. Have a life that will be pleasing you, but a life that will be better for them, God, to get out of sin. So, Father, I ask again, if anyone here today and you haven't allowed Christ to be your Savior, your Lord, you know, like the rest of us, you have sin in your life, you want to be forgiven, you want to have a new life of Christ, you want to be reconciled with the Father, to stand up where you're at and say, Jesus, come into my life, and He'll be there. He'll come in. He'll take control. He'll allow you to control your life through Him. And Father, I just thank you, God, for every one of my brothers and sisters who gathered this morning. God, I know that you allowed us with you to step into what we would call the enemy camp, with his fear that he has on people, whether it be through sickness and diseases, Father, through lies, our past keep coming back to us. You allow us to step in and help deliver them through the blood of Jesus Christ. And God, may we continue to be strengthened to do that. May we not have any fear. May we know that tomorrow we're not sure what's going to happen, but we know you're already there, God, that you have the best for us. Satan doesn't. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you have a plan and purpose for us, and that is to give us a joy, to give us a peace, and give us a strength that the world can't offer, Lord. So God, I ask that your blessing be upon each one here today. And I just say that may the Lord bless you and keep you today. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his head toward you and grant you peace. And may his hand of healing be upon you. May his hand of strength be upon you and your household. And may that extend upon your children's children's children, all of them. And we declare in the name of Jesus Christ that all of them shall come to knowledge and acceptance of Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. He says, because of this, you and your household shall be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.